USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the ICE immigration raid scheduled for tomorrow will be delayed for a few weeks. On Twitter, the president says that the move comes at the request of Democrats. He adds that during that time period, Democrats and Republicans will get together to see if they can work out a solution on illegal immigration issues at the southern border. Democratic presidential candidates are descending on South Carolina this weekend for campaign events aimed at courting African-American voters. Several of the candidates speaking Friday night at the world-famous Fish Fry, among those speaking California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris.
I fully intend to win this election. And in this fight, this is a fight not only to recognize our history and honor the ancestors and honor the heroes. It is a fight for our future and a vision of our future.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott is doubling the number of National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio Network's John Clements has more on the story.
The additional 1,000 troops are being sent to the Rio Grande Valley and to El Paso to help Border Patrol units maintain security. In announcing the additional troops being sent to the border, Governor Abbott blamed members of Congress for failing to address the humanitarian crisis, calling them a group of reprobates.
While we wait for Congress to act, Texas will do all we can to protect our communities and to secure the border.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has unanimously voted to approve the first-of-its-kind legislation to suspend the sale of e-cigarettes in San Francisco amid concerns of underage use and the addictive nicotine products. The bill still requires final approval, but that could happen next week, and then it would just head to the mayor's desk for signing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Hard Rock Hotel in the Dominican Republic is removing all liquor dispensers and guest room minibars after a string of suspicious deaths and illnesses in the past year at the Dominican Republic Resort. That's according to hotel management. Now, regarding some of these deaths, former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams tells Fox News how he would handle the investigation.
If I were in the Dominican Republic and I was conducting an investigation, I would bring in independent forensic pathologists to conduct autopsies to try to determine what these various individuals died of and what is causing or precipitating the illnesses there.
Williams also believes.
I think that what they have to do is to bring in, I know the FBI and the Center for Disease Control is already down there, but they got to give them complete access to this investigation, and I don't think that that is occurring at this stage. Also, when you look at these resorts, these all-inclusive resorts that sell alcoholic beverage, one of the things that was a scandal several years back was that they were using moonshine and rot gut liquor that they were giving to the public. And so as a result of that, they need to conduct, Bill and Sandra, an extensive investigation down there.
For more news, please remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.